Limestone and dolomitic rocks, like those that make up the Grigna Mountains, are very sensitive to the action of meteoric waters. Over time, in fact, rain, which is slightly acidic, can dissolve this type of rock chemically. Such a process is known as karstism, and it has a dual effect. In depth, it creates complex systems of caves up to over 2,000 meters deep, while on the surface, it gives rise to curious microforms, such as cracks, grooves, or thin and sharp ridges. They are like the works of an artist, to the extent that the rocky spurs covered in tiny natural sculptures have sometimes been considered magic or sacred, giving rise to stories of witches' dances, such as those told in certain areas of northern Lombardy. For the people of this area, this pale and easily workable rock has been a precious building material. Since the second millennium BC, the limestone has split into rough and manageable rocks and has been used to build dry stone walls to support vegetable gardens and terraced built-up areas, or to build structures and mountain huts. Starting from Roman times, limestone was also used to produce lime, with which to prepare mortar and plaster. The pieces of stone were baked in special furnaces, where the fire, fed with bundles of sticks or twigs, continued to burn for several days, calcining the stone. Later, with the rock cut, squared and bound by mortar, houses, churches and castles were built, and even lookout towers like the Sas de Pau, the remains of which, dating back to the late Middle Ages, can be seen close by.